Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 472 for Tuesday, July 12th. I'm Jade Marcus. The U.S. Futures Canada canola market was $4 to $5 per ton higher on Tuesday, with the November contract at $474 a ton. Gains in Chicago Board of Trade soybeans following two reports from the United States Department of Agriculture propped up the market. Soybean carryout, reported by the USDA, came in below many trade estimates, which caused spillover support to canola. Advances in the Chicago soy oil market further underpinned prices. Some areas in the prairies are too wet, which could cause crop loss and is keeping a weather premium in the market. However, the Canadian dollar advanced against its U.S. counterpart on Tuesday, which limited gains in canola. A stronger loonie makes canola less appealing to international buyers. Malaysian palm oil closed weaker overnight, which put a lid on advances. Milling wheat was untraded and unchanged, while durum and barley moved lower. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all stronger. Soybeans were up 23 to 32 cents, with the August contract up 25 at 11.02 a bushel. Soybeans initially lost ground following USDA data, but moved higher near close. Projections for increased exports for the 2015-16 crop year were bullish. However, the USDA expects increased ending stocks, which limited gains on Tuesday. Soybean ending stocks are projected at 290 million bushels, up 30 million from last month, which limited some advances. However, the figure was below many industry estimates, which lent support. Corn was up 4 to 6 cents, with the September contract up at 352 a bushel. USDA data was bullish for corn as carryout came in below previous estimates and average trade guesses. Corn beginning stocks for 2016-17 were lowered 7 million bushels, as reductions in feed and ethanol production are likely to be offset by stronger exports. However, the expectation for increased production this year put a lid on prices. Wheat was up 2 to 8 cents, with the Chicago September contract up 8 at 438 a bushel. Prices were stronger as world ending stocks came in below expectations. However, projections for increased ending stocks and production limited gains on Tuesday. U.S. winter wheat production is expected to reach a record high, while spring wheat production will be above average. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, July 12th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Jade Marcus.